a really bad Jeff Foxworthy imitation, as well as some insights on somebody who probably has too many podcasts, all on today's episode number 118 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the last School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements for 2007. 2007, down the drain. Thanks for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. I am Dave Jackson. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. My email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you don't like that one, you can use dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. It's the same thing. And, of course, if you want to call in your comments, 888-563-3228. On the show today, while here, I'm going to say something that sounds very un-School of Podcasting. Today, I'm going to talk about people who should not podcast. I know. Now, you would think me, Mr. Dean of schoolofpodcasting.com, that I would want the world to podcast. And I'm here to tell you, no. Not everybody should podcast. All on today's School of Podcasting, as well as some insights from somebody who might just have too many podcasts. Hi, this is Dave Jackson, and like a well-oiled machine, your body is the perfect engine. However, if you put the wrong food into it over a long period of time, you're going to face significant consequences. I know because I have. Are you like me? You're just too busy to exercise, just too much life in the way? Maybe you're thinking about buying that new latest diet pill that's supposed to erase, block, and dissolve fat and make you thin in just a few days. Order now! Look, it's time to face facts. There is no pill that works in a healthy way with long-term benefits. It's up to you. I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and I'm going to show you how. You can watch and listen to me on the Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. If I can do it, so can you. Live right, lose weight, live long. It's really that simple. Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. Come on, you can do it. All right, for anyone who's listens to my other podcast, I'm sorry, you've heard that promo about 12 times now. But it is, you know, the end of the year. Everybody's going to jump on the lose weight New Year's resolution. So let me help you out with that over at logicalloss.com. But have you guys ever heard of, you've probably heard of Jeff Foxworthy. Maybe not if you're in Europe. Jeff Foxworthy is that southern comedian who's, you might be a redneck, if you gotta do, you might be a redneck. Well, today, let's see, would this be Jack Dave Worthy? You know, you don't need to podcast. Let me give an example. If you got into podcasting to make thousands of dollars and by next week, yeah, you don't need to podcast. Yeah, well, I'll get into why, where this came from. If you want to get into podcasting because you think it sounds really cool, but you don't have anything to talk about. In fact, if somebody says, what are you going to podcast about? And you go, I don't know. Yeah, you don't need to podcast. If your next podcast is titled How to Make Money in Podcasting, and it's nothing but 40 nonstop minutes of talking about TalkShoe.com, yeah, you don't need to podcast. It's been done. Oh my God, has that one been done? If you have a recording from a business meeting back in 1992 and you think it would be a great podcast, that is, if you can hear the speaker over the air conditioning, yeah, you don't need to podcast either. If you got into podcasting because you heard you could do it for free, absolutely no money, you can do it, not spend a single penny, yeah, you know what? You don't need to podcast. There are musicians that perform for free as well. It's called karaoke. And I don't know about you, most of the time when I listen to karaoke, I tend to want to go, because it's bad. And if you can't, you know, I understand some people have budgets, but man, holy cow. Now, what has inspired all this? Dave, Why are you so anti-podcasting? No, I'm not anti-podcasting. It comes down to content is king. It is, it still is, and it always will be. Forever and ever, amen. Yes, it's nice to have, you know, production value. It's like I say, you know, Britney Spears. Content, eh. Production value, way up there. So it can get attention, but to have a longevity, you got to have content. A la Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's been around since the 80s. Name another 80s band that's still selling records, still touring. You know why? Like him, love him, leave him. He's a pretty good songwriter. He's a good pop songwriter. Let's go that route. So, content. Content is king. And I have gone in search of podcasts. I was looking for marketing podcasts. I was looking for this kind of podcast. And I was just amazed at iTunes. Just mountains of crap. And by that I mean just podcasts that were just the volume levels were all over the place. And then it was, you know, to the point where I had one that was about to, if you're an author and you want to sell a book, and it was the first 5 minutes were great and the last 20 were nothing but a commercial for her website. Ugh. And it was one episode. I'm sorry, if you've got one and only one episode, forget it. Podcasting is not, you're not going to build an audience with one episode. You're not. What you're going to do is you're going to make people mad that you just made me sit through 15 minutes of a commercial. Instead, here, I'll even tell you how to do it. Drive people to your website. Give them this audio file after they give you your email address. And then you can spam them that way. I think my feathers are officially ruffled. And I swear I've heard no less than 4 podcasts that are like, today we're going to talk about how to make money in podcasting. TalkShoe.com. Nothing against TalkShoe.com, but when I hear that too, recorded live in TalkShoe, I'm like, oh, great. I get to listen to a podcast that was recorded underwater. Ugh. So, there you go. And the good news is, here's the point. You know what I like about 2007? Or what I'm looking forward to the most in 2008 is the guy that got into podcasting, thinking he's going to make $1,000 by next week, is going to pod fade. You know, the person that got into podcasting, not really sure what they're going to talk about, but they'll figure it out later. Yeah, they're going to pod fade. You know, the guy that thought he was going to make thousands of dollars talking about talk show. Yeah. Please pod fade. You know, and the guy that thought he'd unearth his, you know, cassette tapes from 1992. Dude, your business meeting is so out of touch with today in the first place. It's 2007. You seriously want me to listen to something that's going to apply to business from 1992? Now, granted, there are some principles that are forever. Are you serious? And could you not hear that you couldn't hear the speaker over the air conditioning? You are going to pod fade, I hope. Hooray! I sure hope so. Now, some people go, oh, Dave, it's their art. That's true. And where I'm sitting at, it's America, and I'm allowed to voice my opinion. But that's the thing to keep in mind as we look into 2008. Number one, I don't know about you guys, but when I launch a podcast now, it's weird, you get more listeners than you did when you started in, say, 2006, but you plateau sooner. It's weird. You used to have this long tail. And it would constantly go up. Now you kind of go, whoop, and then it kind of tapers off. We're going to talk about that in a second. That might be my fault. But in 2008, the story usually tells you, think about it. Milton Berle, for anyone under 30, Milton Berle was better, I think he was known as Mr. Television, if I remember right. He was like the number one night show in like the 50s. Were there TVs in the 50s? Uncle Milty was in black and white. He's that old. And he was number one. You know why? Because he was up against a test pattern. If you can't be number one against a test pattern, wow. You know? But if Uncle Milty came out today, no. There's so much competition. People would be like, who is this old guy in a dress? That's not funny. So in 2008, it's going to be even more that content is king. It is. And it's going to be interesting to watch because I think my prediction is I think listeners are going to want people to get to the point more, which means I'm in a world of hurt. Getting to the point, not my strong suit. Because people are going to find good content, hopefully, and we're going to start running out of time to listen to podcasts. Where before you could listen to every podcast you wanted to because there weren't that many. Now it's like, I mean, as I fire up my iTunes, I have 75 podcasts that I'm listening to stuff. Today's the 30th, and the last podcast I listened to was from December 13th. So I'm essentially 2 weeks behind in listening to my podcasts. So I think that's going to be the new thing. I think you're going to have people that they maybe people will just do that. They'll be like 80, 90 podcasts behind, and that's fine. That's the beauty of time shifting. But I also know that I have I'm tempted that if I see I am so many podcasts or so many episodes behind on a podcast, I'm tempted to go, oh, I'm never going to get caught up. Delete. It's going to be interesting to watch. So that's my little rant on people that don't need a podcast. Now, my other thing I want to talk about today is, you know, I mentioned in an episode a while back that if you start another podcast, from what I've seen, and I still think this holds true, for every minute of podcast, if you do a 1 minute podcast, it's going to take you about 4 minutes to produce. Maybe even more if you have an outside person. But by the time you come up with a topic, record it, upload it, do the show notes, 4 minutes. Now, and that's why a 15-minute podcast may take you an hour by the time you do it, edit it, upload it, tag it, show notes, an hour. Well, I don't know why it took me so long to figure this out. I have too many podcasts. I've got the Musician's Cooler. I've got the School of Podcasting. I've got Logical Weight Loss. I've got Weekly Web Tools. I've got the Music News Podcast. I've got Quiet Study Area. I've got Best of the Worst. I have one that runs on automatic pilot, Planning Your Podcast. I'm probably missing one. And I noticed something that, you know what? My numbers are going up. That's good. But it used to be I had a much more rapid growth when I had the Musician's Cooler and the School of Podcasting. And I thought, well, that's odd. I wonder why my numbers are slowing down, he said as he bumped his microphone. And the reason for that is the reason my numbers grew so fast when I had two podcasts, I was on the message boards. You know, answering questions for people, whether it be about the music business or whether it be about podcasting. I was putting out flyers. I was actively marketing my podcast. Right? And now that I have 7, 8, whatever, let's say I had 7 peanuts in front of me. If I pushed where before, I could push one really, really far. Well, the last time I checked, there's still only 24 hours in a day. And so I push a peanut, and I push peanut two, push it little three, little four, little five, little... So all my podcasts are slowly growing, but it's not like when I had just two. And you are then relying on word of mouth. Word of mouth. Your listeners are going to tell their friends. And so I say that if one of the things you're doing in 2008 is starting another podcast, realize that in addition to the time it takes to record the podcast, to produce the podcast, if you want the podcast to grow, you better leave some time for promoting it, for marketing it, for hitting the message boards, for writing articles, for, you know, whatever it is, going out to places where your potential fans are and handing out bookmarks or whatever it is you're doing. It's not just the podcast growing on its own is a slow process. I found that out. And so that's something that I wanted to pass along to you. Because I know I've heard a lot of people going, yeah, I'm going to start another podcast in 2008. Okay. Keep in mind that not only are you going to be spending more time behind the mic, you're going to be spending more time on the internet doing online marketing, online promotion, and you'll probably be doing some offline. And that right now is the time that I don't have. So consequently, when I look at my numbers, I go, not really growing like they used to. So keep that in mind. So I hope you enjoyed my Jack Dave-worthy imitation. I want to thank you for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Also want to let you know that the podcast promotional tool that I had, Podcast Clicks, will be coming back in January. And I realize that's 3 days from now, but it should be back up probably by next weekend. It's a phenomenal tool. That's actually probably what next week's topic is going to be, along with other things. And maybe it's something that you're going to chime in with by emailing me at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com or calling in your comments 888-563-3228. Everything I talk about in this show, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, thank you very much for a great 2007. I'll see you in 2008. Class dismissed.